This is Up the Road, dedicated to sustaining the California story. I'm Kim Weir. As we mentioned earlier, California has had a surprising number of capital cities, starting with Monterey. Even Santa Barbara, if you want to consider Spanish California's cultural, if not legislative, capital. California became a state of these United States in 1849, with a quick succession of American capitals: San Jose, then Vallejo, then Benicia, and then Sacramento, which has remained California's capital city ever since, not counting a brief move to San Francisco during the floods of 1862. People poke fun at Sacramento, and always have. Mark Twain himself was among the first. In Sacramento, he observed, "It is a fiery summer always, and you can gather roses and eat strawberries and ice cream and wear white linen clothes and pant and perspire at 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning." Comparing it to New York City, the Big Apple, not quite fair given that Albany is that state's capital. Some people have dubbed Sacramento the Big Tomato, a wry reference to a popular area crop. Unique in Sacramento is the opportunity to observe the antics of state legislators up close and personal. For all that, the best time to tour the Capitol building is during the final days of budget battles, before legislative recess in summer, when hallways are packed with arm-twisting lobbyists, when exhausted politicians are most likely to call each other names in public or slip up and tell the truth to the press. Whenever you visit, allow time to fully appreciate the state capitol, a neoclassical Roman Corinthian design that, quite intentionally, resembles the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. Construction started in 1861, but took until 1874 to finish. Slowed by weather, lack of cash, the general chaos of early statehood, and supply shortages due to the Civil War. Granite for the building's first story came from rock quarries near Folsom and Rockland. The three upper stories are plaster-covered brick, all quite safe, even in earthquake-prone California, thanks to ambitious retrofit and restoration work done in the late 1970s at a total cost of $68 million. Thank you, taxpayers. Atop the Capitol's magnificent copper dome is a small cupola, or lantern, this one gold-plated and crowned by a 30-inch copper ball plated with gold coins. The Golden State, indeed. With its stunning rotunda, bronze and crystal chandeliers and sconces, hand-carved woods, eureka tile, and marble mosaic floors, the Capitol speaks of high-flying ideals as much as any practical matter. The interior reflects the opulence of the early 1900s, and nowhere more so than in the plush Assembly and Senate chambers. You can observe either legislative body from third-floor galleries. The overall style is Greco-Roman, but the red-hued Senate decor follows the lead of Britain's House of Lords, and the Assembly's soft green palette, the House of Commons. Their official mottos, respectively, "It is the duty of a senator to protect the liberty of the Commonwealth," and "It is the duty of legislators to make just laws," are inscribed in gold leaf, but in Latin, perhaps so few of us know the rules. Before you set off for other Sacramento attractions, explore 40-acre Capitol Park, full of amazing trees, and those roses, especially sweet in fiery summer. Until next time, this is Kim Weir for Up the Road and North State Public Radio. To listen again and for links and photos, go to mynspr.org.